It's no secret that cash flow is the fuel that keeps your business running. But it's not enough to just leave it in the hands of the gods and hope that it all flows the way you need it to. Keeping your cash flow in good shape takes work, and a lot of it. Once you have it in good shape, you can take comfort knowing that you'll be able to pay your bills on time, spend less time worrying day to day, and know that you have money available to grow your business. So in the spirit of my small business cash flow course commencing again in February, I wanted to share with you the three stages you need to go through with your cash flow to keep it in good shape. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. If you've been following me for some time, or have even heard any of my previous podcasts, you would know that I'm not only extremely passionate when it comes to creating a solid cash flow strategy, but that I'm also very serious about it. And if I do say so myself, so should you be. Having said this, in this episode, I wanted to take you through three stages that you need to go through to keep your cash flow in good shape. With the first stage being the uncomfortable confrontation stage. This is where I start with all my clients and what I recommend you should start with too. Let me ask you this. Have you ever gotten to the end of a pay period or the end of a week and wondered, where has all my money gone? But in the same breath, you make the conscious decision to not check. Is this you? Then uncomfortable confrontation is definitely for you. As the name suggests, the uncomfortable confrontation stage is the process of confronting how you spend money head on. It's a simple strategy, but not an easy one to grasp when you're first starting out. Why? Because we don't want to know how bad we are with money. It's hard to face the actual facts and the detail, period. But the sooner you understand how you spend money in your business, the better off you'll be, my friend. So what does this involve? It's a literal deep dive into the details that you have already available to you about your spending. This would involve literally getting in and getting out those bank statements that you avoid like the plague, I have no doubt. But really looking at them. Yep, line by line, going through each and every transaction that you have already committed to and identifying what you spend in terms of dollar value and then what you spend it on. It's not simply enough to look at these transactions in isolation, but rather to start during this process to categorize them. Perhaps put them in a spreadsheet. I'm a big spreadsheet fan, as you know. And group them by like transactions. This will put into perspective just how much you spend on certain areas of your business. And it may just surprise you, or not, as to where your money is going. Here's why this is important to do so. You aren't just categorizing for the sake of categorizing your money. You've got a P&L that will do that for you. Well, at least I hope you do. But you are getting a clear indication by doing this process of whether the choices you are making are appropriate ones, not only based on the monetary spend, but the timing of the spend also. You see, when you spend money in your business, it should be with the intent of generating more income, whether that be through investing in assets, expenses to create an asset to sell, or costs to facilitate the generation of income in general. If when you confront this information in your business, you aren't choosing to spend in a way that does create income, this process should provide you with enough information to assess and reevaluate your next transactions before you commit to them. I know the feeling of being uncomfortable is one that we all like to avoid, but I'm here to tell you that the discomfort you feel through this process will only ever lead to growth, and I guarantee you it will. To move forward, to be better, to have more cash available to you, you need to confront your spending habits. This is part of the work that I do in my small business cash flow course and my one-on-one coaching. In actual fact, of the 5 modules in my small business cash flow course, this process itself, in essence, is present in at least 3 of them. The small business cash flow course isn't just another course that you're going to file away. It's filled with practical strategies and tasks that you can use to assist you with processes such as this uncomfortable confrontation stage. Module 1, in fact, challenges you to examine the limiting beliefs you may have, which force you to sit in that uncomfortable state of understanding where you can improve your money habits. But the beauty of this online course is that it keeps you there long enough to see the transformation and the process from feeling this way to feeling more in control in just 5 short weeks. But by no means, whether it be with or without my course, should you be under the impression that confronting your spending habits should be a short-term thing, because it's not. We should always be challenging our choices, especially when it comes to cash movement. It's often in these moments of being uncomfortable about our choices that we start to search for better ways to do things. The small business cash flow course, for example, is just a vehicle to help you get there quicker than if you tried to go it alone. You see, the same strategies and trainings you get in the course over just a 5-week period, I have tried and tested for the last 20 years, so you don't have to second guess it. It's all there for the taking. So this particular process of being uncomfortable and examining your spending habits is made easy for you through that process. Now, the second stage that you need to go through to help keep your cash flow in good shape is what I like to call the honest review stage. I know I'm not very creative when it comes to these names, but hey, I'm just going to go with it. So it's one thing to confront your spending habits, but it's another thing to really look at these habits and ascertain whether you can get honest or will get honest about how you actually do spend money, even long after you've confronted it. So what do I mean by this? I want to start by giving you a practical example. When I first started out in my business, I traveled a lot in and around the city of Melbourne to my clients' offices before I got efficient. Now, often I would have back-to-back meetings that would take me to different clients in different areas very quickly. Whilst I like public transport and I think it's great to have that option, time management was very important to me to be able to be everywhere I needed to be in a short period of time, including being able to get to my son should the need arise, because he was quite little back then. So he was being taken care of. So just in case I needed to be or get to him. So I needed the flexibility of the option of just getting into my car and getting where I needed to be when I needed to be there. Now, with that in mind, if you've ever tried to casually park anywhere in and around Melbourne, you would know that it takes a required skill set and a hell of a lot of patience to do so, which didn't bode well for my tight schedule. So I would often get parking fines. Yes, my friend. And I mean often get parking fines, which takes a hit on cash flow. The point I'm trying to make, and I do have one, is that whenever I planned my cash flow movements, I needed to include parking fines as an expense to my business. I didn't want them. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't putting them there to manifest them. I didn't want them. But if I was being completely honest with where my cash goes and how I operate my business, I needed to confront this fact that I was going to get and continue to get lots of parking fines. So I needed to include it in my review of how I spend money. Honestly, how I spend money. This was my reality. And I would only do myself and my cash flow a disservice if I chose not to include it, or if I chose to ignore it or think it's going to go away. I would often be left wondering where my money was going when I didn't include it. Because parking fines aren't cheap, that's for sure. I just had to be honest, regardless of how much I hated getting parking fines, that I was actually going to get them. And if I continued to park as I wanted and behave the way I was behaving in terms of my parking habits, I needed to confront the fact that parking fines is part of my spending habits of running my business. Now, I see this as a huge problem for most business owners because I've seen it time and time again. Because it's in these incidental spending habits that often go unchecked. And my friend, it's going to erode that cash balance very quickly because you're not paying attention to it. It's not in your line of sight. And I see this all the time. In fact, in one of the modules in my small business cash flow course and in all the one-on-one coaching I do with clients, I include this step. I ask them to go away and tell me how they spend money. Without a doubt, 100% of the time, most come back with this well-orchestrated list of expenses that they have for their business. You know the one I'm talking about because you've probably done it yourself, where there's some pretty product costs, internet costs, accounting and legal fees, marketing and advertising. It resembles a well-constructed profit and loss statement that looks nothing like your actual profit and loss statement. Why? Because they're just pinpointing what they want it to look like without reference to the way it will actually look like based on the habits of the spending in the business. Now, trust me when I say, you aren't going to do yourself any favors by creating something that you think you want to see or that you think I want to see if you're working with me. You need to be honest about your habits. For example, I was recently talking to a client of mine, and we were talking about the fact that if you regularly find yourself stopping by the local cafe on the way to the office, salon, studio, etc., to grab a coffee, whether it be just for yourself or for your team, that, my friend, is a habit that you need to get honest about. Now, I'm not saying don't do it. Who doesn't love a coffee in the morning? It's a good way to start the day. It's a great boost, and it's a great morale boost to bring one in for your team members. What I am suggesting, though, in this particular instance, is that when you are planning your cash movements or getting familiar with your cash flows for the week, month, year, etc., include this cost in your cash movements. Include this cost for your business. Because it is real. It will happen. No matter how many times you tell yourself you'll cut back on this type of spending, if there is the slightest chance that it's likely, and I know there is, and so do you, include it. Don't fool yourself into thinking that it won't be part of your spending habits. See it as the business expense that it is, because it's just as likely as the purchase of stock in most instances. This is why 9 out of 10 business forecasting fails and why so many people give up on business forecasting. It's that lack of honesty about the real stuff. Ensuring that your cash flow stays in good shape isn't just about keeping costs low, but about recognizing the costs that do exist. Because once you do, you've got more to work with. You can get more confident about the cash that you'll have available to you. And you'll be honest about it. And if you decide not to buy the coffee for a week, then great. You've got more cash available to redirect somewhere else. But don't ignore it. Don't think it doesn't exist. And finally, the third process I recommend going through to keep your cash flow in good shape is what I call the regular connection step. Not to be missed, my friend. Having undertaken the first two steps in this process, it is then essential to come back to continue connecting back to these numbers and monitoring them. making sure that nothing has essentially changed in your spending habits, because that can creep in over time. And especially nothing has changed in those habits that you've already identified earlier. It's in this regular reconnection with your numbers and the way your cash flows that you become more familiar with your habits. You can clearly identify the trends in your spending and continue to identify the trends in your spending. You will understand what sparks the decisions that you are making. And this whole process makes you more accountable to the moment when you're actually making those decisions. That very moment when you're about to purchase something, it makes you more accountable to it, because it's those habits that start to surface in your thinking. Then you'll find yourself becoming more deliberate in your choices as and when you're making them, not once you've made them. And not to mention that it provides the consistency and accountability to not fall into habits that remain unaccounted for, and therefore have this vicious cycle of putting pressure back on your cash flow, because you don't want that. Consistency is the vehicle to success in any situation. And confronting your spending, being honest about your habits, and regularly reconnecting with your cash movements and how the trends form will 100% keep your cash flow in good shape. And if you are looking to get started, look no further than my small business cash flow course. I'll put a link in the show notes so you can check out more of the details. But if your cash movements have ever eluded you, or perhaps you've just never really been able to put together a strategy that actually works, but you're ready to, then this course is 100% for you. But that aside, keeping in touch with your cash flow habits is a really good start, and one you should get onto ASAP. I hope these suggestions have helped. Please don't hesitate to reach out anytime if you'd like to discuss anything further in relation to this. But whatever you do today, I hope you make it count. To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast. where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.